This is the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
And, of course, we celebrated the heat in Lincoln, Katie and myself, by going to a sensationally interesting meeting, did we not, Katie?
Oh, it was fascinating.
It's joyous in every sense of the word. Eva, of course, you've been at the Sew Festival. Explain for people who haven't been following through what the Sew Festival actually is.
Well, it's sort of an arts festival, and it's music and dance and all the community gets together, really.
Exactly. Sort of. So wonderful. Cameron, and we know that you're keen and ready to actually... I know you're keen to see who the United States will be playing in the Women's World Cup final. Will it be Japan? Will it be England? I don't know. Certainly won't be Canada, because, of course, your former country were defeated 2-1. Never mind. I know you're used to flying the American flag, and after all, you did beat the Germans. But let's move on to this young lady, Tia Goins. And we don't have any moving pictures for this, but we do have an interesting question, do we not, Katie? Yes, we do, she says. And you said SRS. Cameron, it's over to you. I blame the heat.
Yeah, this lady, Tia Goins, several years ago, she'd given me a copy of her first CD. And because we just kind of get inundated with stuff, I put it in a stack and never got around to listening to it. Until about a month ago, I put it in and was blown away by her voice. I mean, I've been following her on Facebook, and she's a more traditional country singer. And she keeps quite busy out on the road and doing TV shows and concerts and stuff. And I listened to the album, and I was just totally taken by how good she was. So I sent her a message, and this was just prior to CMA Music Festival a couple of weeks ago. And I said, I explained it, and I said, it was just amazing, and I feel like such a goof for not listening when it landed in my lap. Anyway, so she gave me her... We interviewed her for Young Country TV during CMA Music Fest. Class act, really nice lady. Gave me her two subsequent albums, and I listened to them and was equally blown away. This is a cut from her latest album, Memories to Burn. And there's some really great tracks on here, but I picked this one because it's one of my favorites. It was originally recorded by Michael Martin Murphy back in the 70s. It was written by Rafe Van Hoy. I know my wife has done a cover of this song, but Tia's is just terrific, and I think you're going to enjoy it. The song is called What's Forever For? Tia Goins on Siren FM.
Looking at people and how they change with the times, and lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me that's gone crazy, 'cause I can't understand why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory? What's forever?
First tune to actually launch the hottest recorded July day of the year.
Oh, definitely. It's a lovely slow dancing tune, and her voice is fabulous.
I can't believe that some sort of person actually, you know, held it back and didn't play it for quite some time. I mean, what were you thinking, for goodness sakes? There we are, somebody pouring her heart out, sends the whole thing through. I mean, Eva, you're a singer, you know, you're a chorister, etc. Just think how much you sent something into Maple Star Music and Media, and it sort of stays on the back burner for, you know, half a decade. It's not going to happen. What did you make of Tia Goins?
That was beautiful. I think it's very appropriate for today. Yeah. Very relaxed.
And what's forever for? You know, it's only a concept. You know, just working your way through that. We could be asking rhetorical questions. All sorts of things could be on the place. So I think it's thumbs up. And Cameron, I believe you're actually working on the case to possibly bring Tia to the Midweek Drive very shortly.
Yes, we're on the case, and I'll be talking to her publicity agency today, so hopefully we'll get that sorted out. She's a really nice lady. You're gonna love it once we get this set up. She's just a class act. One of my favorite voices in traditional country music. There's a lot of good ones out there. Leanne Womack is really smoking right now, and Tia's one of my favorites. She's right up there.
High praise indeed from that perspective. Katie, any questions you'd like to put to Cameron about life, the universe, who he thinks is going to win between the United States and whoever? I don't know, carry on. Wherever you wish to go, Katie.
Well, yeah, the women's football.
Yeah.
Share your thoughts.
He's a Tottenham Hotspur supporter, so he may not have decided to blank everything off in all sorts of ways, really. So we don't know, really. Have you been beginning, is the States getting excited about the fact that the women's football team actually beats the Germans yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the first half of the game, mm-hmm. And then I fell asleep. But, the U.S. were doing really well, missed some really good chances, but hey, we won, and I'll take it. So that's pretty good. And the men's team actually plays here in Nashville against Guatemala on Friday. Wish I was going to it, but I'm not, because it's leading up to 4th of July weekend here. So,
is that celebration when I think you made a bit of a mistake in the Boston Tea Party and just sort of declared some sort of independence? Is that?
Because you invented the language, we perfected it.
Well, Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the program this evening? Moving on.
Yeah, I think you're enjoying a nice Nashville spring day over there.
Uh-huh. Nashville spring day.
I feel the gauntlet has been laid down.
Yes, clearly. This is outrageous things. And will you come back and join us again in the very near future? Probably next week.
I'll be back, yeah.
Would you like some Leanne Womack?
Yeah, sure we can. Yeah, that'd be great.
Right then.
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Hot.
Yeah.
I suppose it's the same in Lincoln, but yup, it's
the hottest
hot
July day since records were being recorded. Outrageous. Still, that's global warming for you. And we might find out a bit more about that as to why we should leave the planet with Colin Philp, the chair of the marketing committee for the British Interplanetary Society, who's coming up. But it is time almost, well, I'd say drum roll approaches in every set, because, yes, the box has arrived. Katie, describe what you've got in front of yourself there.
It's about the size of a piece of A4, a little post box.
Yes, yeah.
And it says Jersey Wonders on the back.
Jersey Wonders. So, yeah, I'll ask Eva MacDonald, have you ever come across the Jersey Wonder?
I have not, actually, no.
Anna, would you like to explain what it is we're about to reveal?
Well, they're probably green and mouldy by now, but they should be a kind of...
Yay! Really selling it.
It should be a kind of figure of eight-shaped pastry that should be something along the lines of a very stale donut. I mean, they're fried, and they're like a batter, and then they're kneaded into a kind of a figure of eight shape thing. Well, not quite, but and then they're not very, very sweet.
This sounds as though this could well be a Facebook moment of magic. Katie, please do the business. Burst into the actual routine using the magnificent Katie Dorr keys there to actually open up the whole thing. You can just hear the tension that's sort of working through here. Very exciting. I'm sorry, it's 17 minutes past 5 o'clock. And if you're listening to this in any way, shape or form, online, etc., it's British time, of course. And if you're in Siren waiting for some traffic and travel, well, it's very hot. Moving on, how's it going, Katie?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, yes.
Suspense.
You're very well sealed, Anna. This is very good. Nicely put together. We should obviously sort of have a sort of whole sequence of photographs, but I think we'll wait.
Well, they're a bit oily. They're a bit oily because they're fried, obviously.
Are you getting a bit physical now, Katie? I see. The box is about to be opened, and
not very daintily, I have to say.
No, it's she's doing a fine job here. It's really, I feel as though our whole sort of time has been building to this particular part of the production. Next, keys are out again, so this is a sort of way through from that point of view. Shall we take a commercial break? There we are. Right. We have successfully removed the lid and it hasn't exploded, Anna. So good news there.
It says, "Dear Alex, greetings from a very small island. Hope the Josie Wonders aren't too stale." Fingers crossed.
Well, there we are. And let's sort of hold up this official Jersey Wonder. And there's a magazine in there as well. It's very exciting. Other radio stations obviously received material, etc. But this is the first time I think we've officially sort of opened the whole process up on the whole sort of sequence.
There's tinfoil.
Tinfoil has been used.
Tinfoil.
Eva has covered her mouth, I think, with shock at this particular. The tinfoil has been. I mean, we could obviously have a challenge between, obviously, the Jersey Wonder and, of course, Katie, your very own brownies, which is very nice. You asked me last week, did I get the brownies at the Lincolnshire show? I said, I didn't see any Girl Guides at all, but still. It's an old one.
We have cake.
Right, well,
Jersey
we
Wonders.
Right. Now, actually, from a health and safety point of view, Anna, I mean, because I don't want to go down and sort of say, let's tuck in if we're going to. I mean, we've got a Soul Festival ambassador here, we've got a BA person, and we've got. Are they likely to be okay? What's your view, Katie? They smell good, okay? Right. So, shall I take the first sort of?
Right.
All right then, I'll do this whilst hopefully abandoning all sort of pretense of professionalism whilst actually having a my word, that's a very large, extraordinary one.
This is
okay, fine. So this is a Jersey Wonder. Okay, right.
It probably tastes very dry now. Recipes are online, so if you look Jersey Wonder recipes up, you could have a go at making them yourself.
Well, amazing. Have you tried it, Kate?
They look. We have a family tradition in my family of making ring cakes at Christmas, and these look just like ring cakes, and we don't know where the tradition is from, so this is very exciting.
Jersey Wonders and ring cakes. It's just amazing, really. So Anna's. Have we got enough to? It's like the parable of the loaves and fishes here. Jersey Wonders to feed the 5,000, or the two. And if you are say sort of thinking, why can't we have some Jersey Wonders? Well, as Anna just said, the recipe's online. Eva's nodding, so it's thumbs up.
It's good. Thumbs up.
Yeah. And none of us have actually sort of grabbed our throats.
You poisoned me.
Not yet.
Not yet, of course. So there we are. I think a round of applause for Anna for getting the whole sort of thing, a little slice of island paradise.
Delicious.
Jersey Wonder has sort of worked its marvelous bits and pieces. So what else have you been doing this week, Anna? In fact, Eva, have you ever been to the island of Jersey?
No, we've
had the island games.
Exactly.
And
they're still there. Have they not got homes to go to, these athletes?
I mean, who said tourism in Jersey was dead? I mean, every single corner you turn, there's some lovely sort of person with all the sporty kit on going into extraordinary parts of the island on bikes. And they're very adventurous, these island games folk. They really are.
So what's the most interesting experience you've had whilst encountering an island game person? And from which island in particular?
I mean, they're coming from all over the show. And one lady I met earlier on, she wasn't aware of some of the islands that are sort of off the coast of Norway or somewhere. They're very small. She said, I've never heard of, I think it's Gothenburg or something or other. And I said, it sounds a bit sort of Norway, Finland, Sweden-y, sort of off the coast of place. But, it's turned out, I mean, they had a slight problem yesterday because in one of the parishes where they got a playing field, there was a fire in a garage which actually covered
smog all over the games pitch, so they had to actually delay the event because of the smoke. So there were things, and yesterday we also had a bus crash into the bus station, so that was all very exciting as well. So between the excitement of the Island Games and the bus crash, I think we've had our fair share of excitement this week.
It almost makes the Sew Festival passé, if such a thing was possible. I don't know, sort of merrily tucking into the whole thing. And of course, you're looking currently at a magazine from Jersey itself. So it's like receiving goodies from across the waters, quite literally, which is what we've done. What are you looking at, Katie?
A copy of Our Island.
Our Island.
Which looks lovely. It seems to be the Jersey magazine, which is, going to have a proper
browse. The Jersey magazine. Because time is tight and we're off to the British Interplanetary Society, we'll have to hold Our Island until next time. But, I mean, you know, in terms of thinking about Eva, your thoughts on the Jersey Wonder?
Well, from looking at it, it looks very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And how does it taste?
It's all right.
I mean, it is. I mean, I suppose it's a little, but actually, surprisingly well, given that it's actually spent at least 5 days in the University of Lincoln Humanities office.
Or I should have strapped it to a pigeon. It would have gone very quickly.
I felt it was only right because I could have opened it beforehand, but I thought no. This is Anna. So first time. I said let's save it till the show.
It's a resilient wonder.
It's for the midweek drivers to work our way through that. Last two questions for Anna Lewis, please. Katie Dorr.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have, thank you.
And will you be joining us again soon?
Yes, I'd love to, thank you.
And where exactly are you today, Anna, apart from Jersey? Whereabouts in Jersey?
Today I'm in Liberation Wharf, which used to be an old abattoir. It's where they kill animals and livestock. They converted it into a kind of Covent Garden place.
Without Smithfield Market. Fantastic. There we are. Anna Lewis, keeping it real. This is a Cherry Blossom Girl. A round of applause for Anna Lewis, please. Yay! True if you believe. From imagination to reality, the strapline of the British Interplanetary Society, and we're delighted once again to welcome to the Midweek Drive the chair of the marketing committee for the aforementioned British Interplanetary Society. That'd be the fabulous Colin Philp. Colin, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Alex.
Excellent. On a day like today, you tend to think of the day the Earth caught fire.
I think you do.
I mean, the Express headlines, well, I suppose these days Richard Desmond would be interested in running sort of serious journalism. Sorry, Richard, I know you're moving on to different areas, etc. And obviously other newspapers are available. But is this all part, when we talk about global warming and how it's important that we have stewardship for the planet and so on, but is actually at the heart of the British Interplanetary Society the notion that actually, you know, we really need to be thinking about other areas of exploration that the human race could actually go to in the planetary field?
Yeah, I think that's central to the ethos of the BIS, is, you know, how we go forward into space. The human race has started on Earth, but we have to spread out sooner or later. The Earth is a small place, so we have to move on.
There's a wonderful quote from UK astronaut Tim Peake on the British Interplanetary Society website, which goes, "To me, the BIS represents all that is space, past, present and future, a society that fosters space, knowledge and understanding, but also allows us to dream of what might be."
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I mean, one project, one of our technical projects we have at the moment called Project Space is specifically about space colonies. And how we can develop that capability in the centuries to come. So it's very long-term thinking, and certainly that's something we've done over the decades at the BIS, looking forward into the far future, as well as considering the near future.
OK, Katie, I know from your attendance and indeed your MA in science journalism that you're actually reading and that you quite appreciated my science fiction lecture. Are we back?
Definitely.
So from your own point of view, what Colin's saying, is it something that resonates? Do you think actually, yes, it's high time we followed in the footsteps of Stephen Baxter and company and actually went interplanetary?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the Earth has a finite life, and let's make that finite life as long and as wonderful as possible. But ultimately, at some point, we've got to go exploring.
Eva, your thoughts on this? I mean, as somebody who conceivably you might, I mean, Katie as well, might sort of be part of the generation that sees humanity on Mars, for instance. Is that something that appeals to you itself?
It does. As long as we keep the planet safe, then there's no harm in travelling abroad, is there?
Exactly. This is it. I mean, we've just gone from Jersey to Mars. There's got to be a connection there. Colin, in the kind of what we do section of the website, obviously you've got events, you've got projects. World Space Week, of course, coming up between October the 4th and the 10th. For so long, Britain seemed to be like the poor relations when it came to the European Space Agency and NASA and so on. Are we getting better at it? Is private investment the way forward? I mean, obviously Jeff Bezos is keen to promote his stuff. Richard Branson has got privatisation of travel, etc. Is that going to be the way forward, or is it a case of no, we've just got to wait for the governments to actually remove their fingers from their pies and put things together, in which case we might be waiting for quite some time?
Well, I actually think that we're at a start of a sort of brave new world of space. Commercial space is really starting to happen now, and there are so many interesting projects just about to come to fruition. So I really do think that this is a kind of pioneering era of commercial space coming up, both in terms of tourism and industrial use of space as well. So it is a very exciting time.
One of these days we will visit you in your London abode. We came very close next week, but it's the day before. So we'll be at the British National Portrait Gallery. But it'll happen.
Sure it will.
Katie, questions for Colin.
Well, how do you feel about particularly the industrial exploitation of space? I'm using the phrase exploitation. But how do you feel about that?
Well, I think, there are parallels with the use of space and astronautics. There are parallels with aviation and the development of aviation. Started out with a few pioneers, and then the commercial era started, and it started quite dangerously and quite expensively. You know, if you travel by air 100 years ago, you were usually quite rich or you built your own aircraft, and now practically everyone can fly. And I think that's going to happen with space exploration. As space opens up, we'll have trips into orbit regularly. It might take 50 years, it might take 100 years, but I'm sure it will happen. You can just imagine space hotels up there. What a fabulous holiday that would make. You know, gazing out of your window and looking at the Earth would be fabulous. So it's all happening. It's very difficult to predict how quickly it will happen. In the same way that aviation took a fair while to really establish itself. But I really do see space travel happening. And certainly, I think, given enough time, ordinary people will travel into space.
Eva, thoughts from yourself? So Festival Ambassador to Outer Space.
SO
to OS.
Yes, that's very true. We've already got sort of robots on Mars already, really, haven't we? So it's not really that far away if you think about it.
No. I mean, there's also an argument about the method of exploration of space. I mean, there's a strong argument for robotic-only exploration of space. And given that human exploration of space tends to be pretty expensive and potentially dangerous, but I think that both can run hand in hand. And certainly the developments in robotics over the past few decades have been absolutely astonishing, and we've seen obviously the landings on Mars and the rovers on Mars, and we're just about to see the first clear view of Pluto coming up on the 14th of this month. So that's going to be incredibly exciting. So I really do think robotic exploration and human exploration will run hand in hand.
Katie, do you have a favourite planet in our solar system, apart from the Earth, obviously?
Probably Jupiter, just because I've always absolutely loved looking at it.
Katie? Eva, I should say. Oh, Lord, it's very confusing. It's the heat, you say. Eva?
Well, I'd probably say Mars would actually probably be my favourite, because it's closest to the Earth, isn't it? And it's quite like it.
And there is, of course, a theory, Colin, that we are indeed Martians. You know, if it's time to go through that, it has been put forward, I believe.
Absolutely. There have been some very interesting theories put forward. But, yeah, we need some scientific proof on these, really. But I'm all for interesting forward-thinking ideas. Absolutely.
And in terms of that line, again, from imagination to reality, I mean, sorry, next week we're going to be focusing on a new incarnation of Star Trek Equinox, which is a movie that is being made with, indeed, I believe, Gary Lockwood, who, of course, was in the 2001 Space Odyssey package up there. So a heap of other things we're coming through from that. Is that something which does inspire? I mean, the likes of the Doctor Who's, the Star Treks, and so on, or is that, you know, a conceit that science fiction writers have actually had, that saying, "Well, we do inspire the future, but no, we don't. Yes, we do." Or, you know, is it a case of all to do with storylines effectively interconnecting with each other?
Well, I think with the, if you look at the BIS, we do have a science fiction element. I mean, one of our founding members was Arthur C. Clarke, who was a great science fiction author, but his science fiction was, or it tended to be, hard science fiction. So it was intelligent speculation about the future rather than the sort of fantasy element. But I really do think those the fantasy element can sort of cross-fertilize with other areas, and certainly, you know, as you mentioned, our motto, from imagination to reality, sums it up. Ultimately, it all starts in the imagination, and we've seen incredible things happen in space exploration that a few decades ago would have been regarded as pure fantasy, and I'm sure that process will continue. But certainly things like Star Trek, you know, some elements of that are in the process of coming true.
We're only a couple of weeks away from the UK Space Conference 2015, the 13th to the 15th of July, at the Arena and Convention Centre in Liverpool. People actually said Liverpool is part of outer space in any case. No, sorry, it's only the Beatles and their yellow submarine. Looking forward to that, and why, in essence, would you say this is a wonderful way to actually dip your toe into the water of the British Interplanetary Society?
Well, I mean, this the space conference, which we're helping to organise, certainly helps to network the whole industry. And it is a hugely growing industry in Britain. It doesn't tend to be talked about that much, but it has been completely recession-proof over the past few years, expanding hugely. We've got companies producing some world-class satellites and other space technology. So it really is a boom industry in this country. So it really is very exciting.
With the robots on production, with the science technology courses at the University of Lincolnshire, magical things will actually happen. Any other questions or comments, Katie?
Oh, it's all very intriguing. What is your big project at the moment that you're really kind of early stages but really enthusiastic about?
What do you mean, at the BIS itself?
Mm-hmm.
We have Icarus, I think, is probably one of our headline projects, which is a study of an interstellar probe, which follows on from our study in the 1970s, Project Daedalus, which was the first engineering study of a starship. So, you know, it sounds like fantasy, but this was a group of engineers getting together to design a feasible starship, and that's continuing now with Project Icarus. So, you know, if anyone out there has a bit of technical knowledge and wants to join the BIS or is in the BIS, then they're certainly welcome to get involved.
But what if it flies too close to the sun? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we could do. Yeah, we've always got to be beware of those sort of problems.
You'd have to call out Thunderbird 3. Who knows what would happen? It'd be, you know, potential disaster on the whole thing. So never mind.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Colin, it's been absolutely splendid as ever, touching base with a good self. I can't believe this is the first time this year we've featured you good self. Ridiculous. I mean, time's just scooting by. Mind you, it's just an illusion, as we both know. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yeah, thanks very much indeed. Yeah.
And can we look forward to welcoming you back probably just shortly after the July UK Space Conference, actually, to share with us some of the thoughts and things that have come from that, really?
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome to get in touch, absolutely.
We really should go along to Liverpool, shouldn't we, Katie, and check this whole thing out? Really?
Oh, I think we should.
Get that. Sure. Up next, the founder of Europe's largest outdoor maze, which this year has a special Gerry Anderson theme. That would be Tom Piercy. But Colin, I take it you will return?
Yes, I will do. Yeah, thanks, Alex.
I've got the sunshine in my hands. You've got the sunshine in your hands. We've got the sunshine in our hands. Now let it shine on.